Hi, I am Sarah from TrendingUs.com and I am here to let you know why sapiosexuality is the new trend. So, let's get started with a short quote. The sexiest thing in the whole world is being really smart, and being thoughtful, and being generous. Everything else is crap. I promise you. It's just crap that people try to sell to you to make you feel like less. So don't buy it. You know what goes good with intelligent people? Intelligent people, the term we are looking at is sapiosexuality, which has not been recognized by reputable dictionaries yet. But the Urban Dictionary defines a sapiosexual as somebody who finds intelligence and the human mind to be the most attractive feature in the opposite sex. The origin comes from the word sapiens, which means wise or judicious. Sparing the etymology, I came across this phrase, intelligence is the new sexy, which has become very hip. I choose to disagree. I think intelligence is the oldest charmer in the book of evolution. Let us try to understand how. You are in a room where you find yourself looking at a group of your friends discussing the next awaited chick flick and another group, again your friends, engaged in an intellectual discourse, probably about the sci-fi movie that changed the perception of millions. Would you settle for pretty people talking about sweet, lovely, careless things or get yourself a good dose of what the next sci-fi miracle can do? As a sapiosexual myself, there is hardly any contemplation on whom and what will I choose. A lot of people, sapiosexual or not, will follow suit. My point is sapiosexuality is not a novelty, it is rather very common to see people pick intelligence over sweet, lovely, careless things. People, for years, have been discussing an aimless, now a thing of the past, yet obvious, phenomenon of getting attracted to whip-smart people. How do you know whether or not you're a sapiosexual? Here is a checklist. First, your idea of a great date is to go around roaming the stacks of local bookstores and libraries. According to popular belief, a man who reads novels, newspapers, whatever his area of interest is a man who will never run out of things to say. Second, a grammatically correct text from him, her soothes your grammar Nazi self. Third, you witness yourself laughing on perfectly timed witty jokes, that sadly only a handful understand. Fourth, you know that smart encompasses not just book smart but a lot of other things in its vicinity. Fifth, you choose silence over small talk. It does not necessarily mean that you are out of topics but that you want to be with yourself for a while. Until next time. Well, that's all for now. Stay tuned to TrendingUs.com for more.